Welcome back to Air Talk. Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle. Well, there are several obvious existential threats to the human race. Global warming comes to mind, as does a giant asteroid or, I don't know, a pandemic. But as you ponder the source of man's potential extinction, I bet you didn't think of sperm counts. That would be a fatal oversight, according to my next guest. Our lifestyles and chemicals in our environment are seriously diminishing human fertility, according to a new book co-authored by environmental and reproductive epidemiologist Shauna Swan and health writer Stacy Colino. It's called Countdown: How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race. And Shauna Swan and Stacy Colino are with me right now. Welcome to both of you. First of all, I want to say I read the book and I really was fascinated by it. Shauna, let's start with you. Back in 2017, you conducted this meta study on sperm that really became very famous and caught a lot of headlines because you looked across at these multiple studies across the world and you reached some very alarming findings about sperm counts. And what did you uncover?
So first, Libby, thanks for having me on, and I'm happy to talk about the book and tell you about not only this study, but other things in the book. This study in 2017 was what's called a meta-analysis. So it puts together lots of studies, and we actually, we put together a large number of studies all over the world that had been published, that collected samples from 1973 to 2011, actually. And what we found, alarmingly, that between those years, sperm count had dropped, that's the total sperm count, had dropped 59%, which is more than 1% per year. And perhaps more alarmingly, when we went and looked more closely at recent years, we didn't see any evidence that this was tapering off. So the bottom line was it was very significant and it was continuing. So that led to Countdown.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, that news, as I mentioned, it just went totally viral. I remember all the headlines and the conversations about, you know, this quote, spermageddon that was going on. But there is so much more in your book, Countdown. One thing is the female reproductive issues that you found related to, say, miscarriage and early puberty, things like that. Talk to me about the female side of this equation and the disturbing things that you've found in your research having to do with fertility on the woman's side.
Yeah, so you're right. Miscarriages have increased, and the what we call premature ovarian failure, the inability to have eggs at the time you want them if you're postponing your childbearing, that's increasing. And it turns out that these trends in poor reproductive health on both the male and the female side are all changing at about 1% per year, which is interesting and kind of points to there being a common cause. And I should mention that one of the key things that has changed at about 1% per year is fertility. And that, of course, is something that's the product of both the man and the woman. So all of these endpoints are, if you will, pointing to poorer reproductive health with a decline that's similar in men and women.
And I want to get into the reasons with that, for that in just a second. Stacy Colino also on the line. Can you take us big picture, Stacy? What could this mean as we see fertility rates declining pretty steadily over the past many decades? I've heard it called reproductive turmoil. What does that look like for, say, American society?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. First of all, as we've seen in recent years, there has been an increased interest and need for ART, assisted reproduction technology. And a lot of people assume that it's because people are waiting longer to have children, and so they have trouble conceiving and maintaining a pregnancy. And that is happening, but it's not just that. So people are having a harder time getting pregnant. They're having a harder time staying pregnant. As Shauna mentioned, the fertility rate in both the US and in lots of countries around the world is going down. And what that means is the number of kids that couples are having is going down. Part of that is choice, but a lot of it is not. And the part that's not has to do with all these physiological effects that we describe in Countdown.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the potential sources for this, because as I mentioned, the sperm count is an issue, abnormal genital development, all kinds of things that you have linked to issues with environmental and behavioral factors. Dr. Swan, can you describe, the potential sources that you discovered as you wrote your book?
Yeah. So when we look for causes of a problem in health, we can look to genetics, well, or we can look to the environment. Those are really the two big categories. It can't be genetic because it's too fast. This is a change over three generations. Hmm. So then it's environmental. So environmental is pretty broad, and that can include what people think of first, perhaps environmental chemicals, but there's also lifestyle factors are considered environmental. And in the book, we talk about the role of both environmental chemicals and lifestyle factors. But I have to say, my research, which has covered both of these, is finding that in terms of long-term health and the future development of the reproductive health of our children, I believe that environmental chemicals are playing the major role.
Mm. Dr. Shauna Swan is with us, and Stacy Colino. They are the co-authors of the book Countdown: How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race. We'll talk about the chemicals that Shauna Swan mentioned there and other types of environmental factors that have been found to affect fertility. It's very surprising the kinds of things in our everyday lives that are involved here. I'm Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle. Back in 1 minute. Hey there, Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle on Air Talk. We're talking to the authors of Countdown: How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race. And Shauna Swan, I am in that category of being in my 30s. I've spent most of my life trying not to get pregnant. And now I look around, I have not, wanted to reproduce yet, but I see so many of my friends having trouble conceiving. And it really feels like it blindsides you at this point. You write about that. You and Stacy Colino write about that in your book, which I really appreciated. And you talk about the chemicals that could be affecting reproductive health for men and women. What are these chemicals and how do they act in the body?
So the chemicals that are in our daily lives, and we've all heard about a lot of them, everyone's heard about BPA and phthalates and flame retardants, I think. But maybe we don't know that those chemicals have the ability to alter our bodies in very fundamental ways by changing or interacting or interfering with our hormones. And this is especially important for reproduction because reproduction depends on hormones. Everyone knows that, male testosterone, female estrogen. Actually, we all have some of each of them and they all can be affected by these chemicals. So I've spent a lot of my professional life looking at one particular class of these, and these are the chemicals that make plastic soft and flexible. And they also have a big appearance in our personal care products and our cosmetics and scent. And these phthalates, as they're called, they have the property they can lower testosterone. Now, testosterone in the world is going down. Part of it is probably due to these chemicals. There are other things that reduce testosterone. But when a pregnant woman is exposed to these chemicals and testosterone is lowered in her fetus, this can result in a lot of serious changes leading to decreased sperm count.
Yeah. Stacey Colino, when I read all the items in our everyday lives that have these phthalates or BPA or various chemicals that could mimic hormones in our body or wreak various havoc, it's frankly scary. Talk to me about the kinds of things that you address in the book, Stacey, that we should kind of keep an eye on and think about if we are hoping to preserve our reproductive health.
Excellent question. I'll be honest, it's not easy. As Shauna says, these chemicals are everywhere. They're in the foods we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the products we slather on our skin. They're everywhere. So a big part of it is to make safe choices or safer choices by being very selective about the products that you buy and how you store food. Reheating in plastic is a no-no. We all know that. But so many of us still store our leftovers in plastic containers. One of the changes that we made in our house was to ditch all the plastic containers and go for glass. So there are little things that we describe in the book that everybody can do that aren't necessarily expensive or unwieldy that can make a difference in terms of reducing your exposure to these chemicals.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's like a lot of the plastics that we come into contact with and things like artificial carpets, you know, different items that you list in the book. And again, I encourage people to read it. It's called Countdown: How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race. Stacey, I want to get your take on what you write about, along with Shauna Swan, about the lack of information that people have about their own reproductive health. Why do you think there is such a big surprise factor, say when a woman and man are starting to try to conceive finally, and they're really blindsided by the idea that they are not able to get pregnant easily? Why do you think that there's a lack of information out there?
Well, I think there are a couple of things, Libby. One is that sex education in our country is woefully inadequate. A lot of people just don't even know about these potential influences on our reproductive health and development. We're not taught that. So part of it is just a lack of knowledge. On the male side of things, women go for wellness checkups to a gynecologist from a young age, from the time they're teenagers. And guys just don't do that. So they never know what's happening with their reproductive health until they discover that there's a problem. It's not as if they have their sperm sample or semen sample tested regularly to see if it's healthy. It just doesn't happen until they have trouble conceiving.
Hmm. Dr. Swan, what is the big takeaway, one big takeaway that you'd like people to have? We have about a minute left, about your research and about the book. Anything you want to leave people with?
Yeah, thank you, Libby. I would like people to, of course, buy the book. If they approve this message, they could tweet about it. They could put on social media with the hashtag count me in.
Okay. So you want to start a campaign, basically, kind of an awareness campaign.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because we can make changes as a society, the changes that need to be made, but it's a big lift. And in order for this to happen, we're going to have a lot of people involved and a lot of support. And for that, we have to get people to understand the message.
All right. Dr. Shauna Swan, who's an environmental and reproductive epidemiologist, and Stacey Colino, a writer specializing in health and environmental issues, the authors of Countdown: How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race.